Good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for coming. And today, my talk is about identification, the habitat requirement for the two longhorn beetle species, the Gyrodes nepenthes and Eucalyptus coarsei. First of all, I would like to talk a little bit about the background of longhorn beetles and these two species. Then I will show you how we did the habitat requirement analysis by starting at the landscape scaling for these two longhorn species. Then I will show you some results and summarize. And I know most people in this room know the longhorn beetles very well. So I will just list several interesting things about the longhorn beetles here. And in short, the longhorn beetles are very important to our human being, and it might be good or it might be bad. The first species we included in this study is the Gyrodes nepenthes. It's a medium-sized longhorn beetle with metallic green colored. And the larva of the Gyrodes fits beneath the bark of many kinds of hardwood and shrubs, and many other woods too. And the adult, they feed at flowers. Many of the researchers have seen this, including my advisor, Jeff Holland. And the other species in this study is the Eucalyptus coarsei. This is a small longhorn beetle species. It's only like 4 to 6 millimeters long. And this species requires 2 years to finish a life cycle. And the larva feed at many kinds of branches of hardwoods and shrubs and vines, and especially maple. And there are a few studies on the multiple spatial response scales for longhorn beetles and the driver of these response scales. But these response scales and the driver for these scales have not been studied very clearly. And so our objective is to identify the driver and the response scales and the driver for these two response species, and then for these two species, then they identify the habitat requirement for these two species. Hopefully, we can create our reference studies for the other longhorn beetles and be able to provide information for conservation strategy making. And this scale is a fundamental conceptual problem in ecology. And the different species response to habitat variables at different spatial scales. And then these response scales might be a clue to the habitat requirement for these species. So we starting our habitat requirement analysis with the identifying the response scales for these species. And what is the scale I'm talking about here? This scale is the spatial or temporal dimension of an object of a process. And by saying scale here, I refer to the spatial scale here. There are three components for the scale. They are green, focus, and extend. This slide shows examples on the three components of this scale by the data we used in this study, the National Land Cover Data 2001. On the left side of this slide is the pixel, a 30 by 30 meter pixel. This is the grain of our study. The grain is just the smallest sampling unit of experiment. And the extent is the whole experiment area. In our study, this is the state of Indiana. And in the middle of this slide, there's a zoom out from this Indiana state natural cover data. And inside this zoom out clip, there's a 9 pixel by 9 pixel grid around one of our sampling sites. And this is an example on the Fox component of the scale. So the Fox component of the scale is a scale at which we measured the interesting the habitat variables were interesting at by a focus patch method. To give you an idea how we think the beetles response scales link related to the beetle, and we let's imagine a beetle move around in a fragmented landscape. And then this beetle might move from a patch to another patch, or it can move by a patch and continue to move to another patch. And it probably, this beetle might die in middle of nowhere and not reach any patch. In here, we're interested in two things. The first, how the whether a beetle can move from a patch to another patch. And then this depends on the distance among these patches and the movement ability of this beetle. And there could be some other reasons can affect this movement, like the matrix and some other stuff. And another thing is, once a beetle reaches, go to a destination patch, and we're interested in whether it can survive at that patch, and then thus can establishes a new population. In this second, the local habitat characteristic variables might affect the survival and the establishment of this beetle. And my point here is at the movement, the beetle responds to this at a scales, at a scales which is larger than the response scales of this beetle responds to the local habitat and characteristic variables. So we hypothesized that beetle species has multiple response scales to its environmental variables, and the small scale are the response to habitat amount and quality, and the large scales are the response to habitat fragmentation. From now, I'll show you how we did the analysis. First, we conducted a beetle survey in 2005 and 2006 in Indiana. We sampled 43 sites in 2005 and 23 sites in 2006. We used three types of traps in our beetle survey, linear grain funnel trap and panel trap and a window trap. We set up four traps, include two funnel trap, one panel trap, and one window trap as a trap array. We set up one array of traps in one side of our sample, our survey in 2005, and then we set up two arrays of trap for each side in 2006. And then we visited and collected beetle in every 3 or 2 weeks throughout the summer. And then we used the FOX program, which was developed by Holland et al. In 2004. And we generated all landscape variables from the National Land Cover Data 2001. These are a list of the six habitat variables we derived from the National Land Cover Data, and we get all these variables from a bunch of scales, like 15 scales for each, and except the Euclidean nearest neighbor distance, we only include 12 scales in here, because at very small scales, all the habitat, the forest are connected, and so the nearest neighbor distance are just zeros, many, many zeros. And we use the beetle abundance as the response variable. For the Beetle survey, we identified 101 individuals from 32 trap arrays for the Gorodis. Then we got also 101 individuals for the Eucalyptus too, but from 56 array of traps. And here's the FOX results graph. We found that there are no distinct two or more than two response scales for both of these species. But as you can see from the graph, the beetles respond to to habitat amount and habitat fragmentation differently. And you also can see that the response, which are the Pearson correlation coefficient here, are pretty low. They're not the largest one, only just slight over 0.2. And then we noticed that these habitat variables are highly correlated. This table shows correlation among these variables at a scale of 450 meters. And the highlighted from the bold numbers, you can see that many of the variables are highly correlated. To remove this correlation among these variables, and for the variable reduction, we did a principal component analysis on all these habitat variables. The result of the principal component should suggest that there are four principal components returned for the species Gorodis, and the three components returned for the species Eucalyptus. And this slide shows the list of these components and the interpretations of them. Then we continued to do logistic regression on the presence absence of the beetle date and with the principal component scores. And from this logistic regression result, we found that the Gorodis favors the medium scales of habitat fragmentation, and the Eucalyptus is affected by the medium scale of habitat quality, including the habitat connectivity, habitat density, and canopy density. In summary, we found that longhorn beetle species respond to environmental variables at different scales, and these different response scales are the manifestation of these beetles interacting with the environmental variables at different scales. And in future, we are now in the process of building predictive species distribution models for these two longhorn species using the movement and the habitat requirements at their appropriate spatial scales. That's all I want to talk about today, and I want to thank a number of people here, my advisors, committee members, and the Department of Entomology at Purdue University, and all my lab members. They helped me in the field work a lot, and my fellow graduate students and my family. Thank you for attention. I would like to happy to take questions.